All right. Thank you, Angelo. Good evening, everyone. It is Region 15C Tournament Baseball action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. Actually, Angelo, we're coming to you tonight from El Rosa. They are bringing us the night games in Region 15C, so there will be three night games played here at El Rosa. Region 15C Tournament action on KASM. And Kirby Hemish, I tell you what, we talked about it today on the ball. We talked about it sports this morning. It's good to be back in region tournament action.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you aim for all the time. You hope to get to this stage. All these teams are hoping to get to play in these games, this game specifically. I was talking with my wife earlier today, Randy, that the Friday night region game, just to get it going, there was something always about it, just got everything fired up and ready to go to kick off the tournament. And yeah, what an honor to play in the first one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Region 15C baseball action brought to you by the fine folks over at Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry. That's Dr. Jason Spicala. Albany Family Dentistry, BNS Excavating, Belgrade, Firebuilt in Belgrade, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op, QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots over in at Rich Spring Golf Course, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, White Clover Farms, IPM, Central Minnesota Realty, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. And we will get our national anthem, and we'll be back here on KASM in 1.5.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center thrives on customer service. Whether you are looking for parts, new or used equipment, or needing service on your own equipment, we do the best we can to get you the right parts and get repairs done in a timely manner. Because we understand the frustration of breakdowns, give Dairyland Supply a call at 800-338-6455 to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
We're back at El Rosa Baseball Park, first night of Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're brought to you by Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar over in Richmond, Richmond A&W bringing us baseball along with Albany A&W to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville. And, of course, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Got the starting lineups with Kirby Hemish.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. We start with the 2 seed from the Stearns County League South, the Richmond Royals. Their manager, Blaine Ottman, leading off in center field, Dalton Thielen. Batting second at third base, Chase Elshire. Batting third and catching will be Cole Schmitz. Batting fourth at first base, Sam Holthaus. Batting fifth at second base, Kyle Buddy. Batting sixth in left field, Dusty Adams. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Cam Miller. Cam will be hitting for the Royal pitcher this evening, Luke Jokola. Batting eighth in right field, Carter Thielen. Batting ninth at shortstop, Adam Bacchus. Again, Thielen, Elshire, Schmitz, Holthaus, Buddy, Adams, Miller, Thielen, Bacchus with Luke Jokola on the mound. The Clippers of Watkins, the number 1 seed, also a number 2 seed out of the Central Valley League. My apologies. Nolan Geislinger leads off at shortstop. Batting second and catching, Lincoln Halligan. Batting third in center field, Kevin Kramer. Batting fourth in right field, Dan Berg. Batting fifth at first base, Brendan Ashton, batting sixth at second base, Carter Block, batting seventh at third base, Carson Geislinger, batting eighth, the designated hitter, Justin Thompson. He'll be hitting for the left fielder, Landon Nyman. Batting ninth will be the pitcher, Matt Geislinger. Again, Geislinger, Haugen, Kramer, Berg, Ashton, Block, Geislinger, Thompson, Geislinger, with Landon Nyman being DH for. The call for the first two innings of the opening night, the Glenn Carlson Award winner for the Minnesota State Baseball Amateur Hall of Fame, Randy Rostein.
Thank you, Kirby Hemish, and you bet, Dalton Thielen in the batter's box for the Richmond Royals. Matt Geislinger on the mound. The first pitch was a little bit high in the zone, the second a strike right down the middle, and home plate umpire Tim Pratt calling a strike, and it is 1-2 to Thielen, the leadoff hitter. Thielen, Chase Elchar, and Cole Schmitz, the scheduled hitters against the lefty Geislinger, as Matt delivers outside in the count 2-2. Matt has been nursing a calf injury of late. See, he's got himself in the number 9 spot tonight in the batting order. Thielen takes a little bit low in the count, full at 3-2.
I'd take this guy at 70% over most anyone, Randy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. He is around the strike zone all the time, flirts with the corners, and if he needs to, he will come with that fastball like he did there. Thielen falls it back and out of play, and the count stays full at 3-2. Gorgeous night here in El Rosa. We have a breeze. Breeze blowing in from center field as Thielen rips it up the middle, a solid base hit past Matt Geislinger. And a good full count swing there by Dalton Thielen.
Well, as far as a leadoff at bat goes, you end up seeing 8 pitches, knock the eighth one right up the gut for the first single, get the no-hitter right out of the way, get the pressure off, I suppose, and
exactly.
Try to get a nice little hole for your lefty batter up right now.
You mentioned no-hitter Matt Geislinger last year in the state tournament, Kirby, with a gem.
Yeah, no-hitter against St. Martin in the third round at Chaska, just an absolute masterpiece.
At the plate, it's Chase Alshire, and the first pitch to Chase, a called strike in 0-1. Thielen had a lead over at first, not a very big lead. Brendan Ashton will hold him there. Blaine Ottman, he is managing this Richmond Royal team over at third base in the coach box. As Geislinger's pitch, here's a ground ball to second. Block flips to second, and Nolan Geislinger can't hang on to it as he was going to try to turn it quicker than maybe that ball allowed him to, Kirby, and then air on Geislinger on that transfer.
Yeah, it's little league stuff, but you have to catch it before you throw it, and he didn't catch it right away. So Taylor made double play. Chase was busting up the line, but I think it was hit hard enough to get two there, Randy. Mm-hmm. So the Royals catch a break. Now you get runners at first and second, nobody out, and the meat of your order coming up.
That'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Schmitz, right-handed hitter, power hitter, 320 down both the left and right field lines. Schmitz pops this one up in foul ground. Will the wind push it out of play? It does. Bounces past the Richmond dugout around that third baseline, and the count to Schmitz at 0-1. You could see Geislinger really changed speeds there.
Oh, man.
And Cole was way out in front.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I mean, seeing this guy swing for the better part of a decade and a half, you don't see a lot of way behind, or, you know, way out in front, stuff like that. So Matt came with something nasty on 0-0 right there.
Runners take their leads at first and second as Geislinger comes home, and Schmitz swings and misses. Strike two and 0-2 the count.
That was not off speed.
No. Good mix. Waiting on deck for the Royals, it's first baseman Sam Holthaus. Geislinger works from the stretch. Thielen gets a pretty nice lead at second, and the pitch to Schmitz, a good tease on the inside part of the plate, a little low and inside in the count at 1-2.
Lincoln Haugen, veteran catcher for Watkins, almost stabbed that one right there, Randy. That was a really good presentation job by the Clipper catcher.
1-2 the count. Matt Geislinger looks back to second and comes home. A little change of pace there, and a pitch missing low and inside in the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Region 15C, Kirby, we'll get going again tomorrow morning right around 11 o'clock, St. Martin and New Munich, game number 2. We'll have that for you here on KASM. And more to follow in the afternoon. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. Cole Schmitz out on strikes. That fastball, Geislinger had a little zip to that one.
Well, you start with that off-speed pitch, Randy, then you almost have to keep that in the back of your mind. But you know he's got old number one too, so it's tough to it's really a tough combo right there for a hitter. And Cole just gassed up a couple times right there as Geisinger with a big out number one and the runner staying put.
I bring Sam Holthaus to the plate, the young first baseman for the Richmond Royals. Lefty against lefty here. And the first pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one to Holthaus.
Healthy hack.
Healthy hack indeed. I didn't see an indication by Tim Pratt, but I thought maybe he did get just a piece of it, Kirby.
Okay.
0-1 the count. Thielen leads from second over at first base. It's Chase Altshire. Geisinger kicks and delivers. And here's a ground ball back to Matt on the mound, who spears it, throws to Geisinger at second for one. The relay in time. A 1-6-3 double play. And the Clippers out of the first. No runs, a hit, an error. And one man left on base. We played a half inning here in El Rosa. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in 1.5.
Brandon Stain Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stain Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Thank you for being with us tonight. It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. And Kirby, you just saw Matt Geisinger probably at his best fielding that ball on the mound. That was a shot by Holthaus.
I was just thinking that, I know the infield was playing a little slow during infield outfield, Randy, but if that had enough stank on it to get through the gut and you got Thielen on second base, you know, he's going on contact because the ball was on the ground. He's probably coming around to score. I know Kramer's got a gun in center, but Dalton can fly. That, you know, potentially a game-altering play in the top of the first inning right there.
Big time, big time. The Clippers going to send Nolan Geisinger to the plate. It'll be Geisinger, Lincoln Hogan, and Kevin Kramer facing left-hander Luke Jokla. Now, Jokla, Kirby, has not pitched in about 2 weeks. I had him game of the week 2 weeks ago Saturday. And he had a gem that day against Farming.
He was in trouble, but none of that trouble ended up scoring. He pitched around, 10 base hits for Farming that day? But Luke just made his way through the order time and time again, and zeros kept going up there.
First pitch to Nolan Geisinger, the left-handed hitting shortstop, is a strike called an 0-1. Geisinger going to be a junior this fall at Eden Valley Watkins High School. Follows this one back and out of play in 0-2 the count, and we keep talking about Nolan Geisinger through the years. It's like
one of these years he's going to graduate, right?
And he's been playing for since he was an eighth grader on this amateur team.
State tournament games as an eighth grader.
Yeah. That's going to hit Geisinger in the backside, and so on an 0-2 pitch, Jokla misses and hits Nolan Geisinger and a base runner for the Clippers.
Yeah, not much of a debate of a lean-in or anything right there. I think that got him right between the twos, basically, right there, Randy Rothstein. So the leadoff man on for both teams here.
See what the Clippers do early on. I think they're going to let Lincoln Hogan swing away here, maybe a little hit and run eventually. No, he actually showed a little bunt. And so pulling back on that, the pitch is low and away, and 1-0.
What a luxury you have if you got a guy like Matt Geisinger where sometimes one is more than enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nolan Geisinger hustles back to first base on the throw by Luke Jokla. Geisinger with good speed, and I'm sure they're going to try to test Cole Schmitz's arm, Kirby, at some point and see what he got to deal with all night. The pitch on the way to Lincoln Hogan, a little bit high and away, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
Squared on the first one. Did not have an indication of a bunt there. That would have been an easy pitch to bunt kind of up above the zone, but looks like they're maybe going to keep the Royals guessing here.
Hogan fouls this one back. It'll go off the mitt of Cole Schmitz in the count, two balls, one strike. Lincoln Hogan recognizing on 2-0, I'm going to get a pretty good pitch to hit. And I think Luke took something off of that pitch.
We don't want to go 3-0. Try to locate.
Nolan Geislinger. Just keeping his eye on Luke Jokla and now takes his lead over at first. Jokla comes to the set. And the left-hander kicks and delivers. And Hogan puts down a bunt down the third base line. Coming in on the grass is Altshire. He makes the play. 5-3 on the putout. But interesting call there. Swinging on that 2-0 pitch and then throws the bunt down. You got Nolan Geislinger in scoring position out at second base with the meteor order, Kevin Kramer, Danny Berg coming up.
Well, if you're Dusty Kramer over there coaching third, Randy, you gave him a shot on 2-0. You hacked at it. You fouled it away. So now you got to get him over. And I know you'll get him over with a bunt. So put it on the ground. Get a runner into scoring position for, as you had mentioned, Kramer Berg, meat of the order. A couple veteran hitters right there. See if they can get the job done.
One down. That'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Thirty-year-old Kevin Kramer digs in the box, and the pitch a strike call in 0-1. Kevin, one of four Watkins Clippers players that have been haggled by injuries here in the last few weeks. He and Danny Berg, Matt Geislinger, Lincoln Hogan, all in the lineup tonight. Pitch low from Jokla, and the count 1-1.
I was unaware of your connection to the Watkins head athletic trainer, Eric Sugarman, Randy, how you have these inside scoops on the injury report. They were all probable coming into the game? Or?
Well, I think last week they did play in the league playoffs, but the week prior, I had game of the week, like the week prior to that, as Kramer drills this to right center field. And diving, not able to come up with it, is Royals right fielder Carter Thielen. And that's going to score. Nolan Geislinger's into second base. It's Kevin Kramer with the double. Carter Thielen taking a chance on that ball out in right field, right center field, Kirby. And he kind of did circled around it at first, and then he decided to dive at the last second, and that fell in front of him, bounced past him.
I was going to say, you said he took a chance. I was also going to mention that he took an interesting route at the ball right there, kind of going towards deeper in the gap, then coming in, then diving. But it falls nonetheless, and gosh, I don't know if that ball drops with Nolan Geislinger's read right there, Randy, if he was going to score if the ball doesn't get past Carter.
You could almost have deked him out there like you were going to catch that, you bet. At the plate, Danny Berg, he takes a strike and 0-1. Well, you just see what a bunt does early on in the game. You grab a 1-0 lead, you get Nolan Geislinger in scoring position, and you got Kevin Kramer out at second now as Dan Berg gets strike two, called him in at 0-2.
I've seen him run faster, to say the least, but he didn't look like he was crawling to second base by any means, Randy.
0-2 the count. Brendan Ashton on deck for the Clippers as Jokla's big breaking ball finishes high, and the count 1-2. 1-2.
Hit by pitch, bunt, bloop, double. Gets the Clippers on the board early.
Jokla looking back to second with one out. Here comes his pitch, and low in the strike zone in the count. 2-2. Crowd still coming in tonight here in El Rosa. Of course, we're over in Meyer Grove tomorrow. 11 o'clock, 1:30, and 4 o'clock. And back here in El Rosa tomorrow night at 7:30 as Berg takes low again. And the count full at 3-2.
0-2 to 3-2. A movie Royals fans have seen a time or two when it comes to this guy on the mound.
One out, one on. Jokla's pitch. And here's a drive to left field. Fading back is Adams. He'll make the catch for the out. And back into the infield comes the throw. And two outs.
The ball just, I mean, not a ton of wind, I guess. The flag danced a little more than it was during the anthem, but I didn't, off the bat, think he got that good of a piece of it, and Dusty ended up going back a few steps on that, Randy.
Carried fairly well, Kirby, and didn't get it above the trees. If you look at those trees and left, though, there is quite a bit of wind up there. Got to get a Cole Schmitz fly ball to really feel that wind. At the plate, Brendan Ashton, and Ashton drills a sharp single over the head of Bacchus into left center field. That's going to score Kevin Kramer, and the Clippers grab themselves a 2-0 lead on the single by Brendan Ashton.
You have that at-bat. He ends up going out kind of a longer at-bat, 0-2 to 3-2, and flies out to left. And then the first pitch, you can tell Jokler really making a concerted effort to get ahead on that, yep. And Ashton just driving that pitch right over the shortstop's head. 2-0 in favor of the Clippers here early.
That's where it's fun to be a hitter in that situation, Kirby, because you almost are convincing yourself as Carter Block takes the first pitch, pops it up in the infield. Kyle Buddy over at second will make the catch for the out, and that'll end the Clippers' first inning. But they come up with two runs here in the inning on two hits. There were no Richmond errors and one left on base. We played one here in El Rosa. Region 15 seed baseball action has Watkins leading Richmond 2-0. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
In the batter's box, Kyle Buddy in the first pitch from Matt Geislinger. A ball 1-0 to Buddy as Buddy drills a sharp single up the middle, and the Royals pick up their second hit of the night. A leadoff single by Kyle Buddy. And this is what the Royals got to do. Get back in it. They trail 2-0 to Watkins here in the top of the second inning. It'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate.
Those are the advantages you get as a pitcher, though, Randy, with a 2-0 lead. You know, we're at the 5 spot now, 6. Bottom of the order looming, though. Make him beat you, type of deal. Put it over the plate. You don't want to give any free bases.
Dusty Adams at the plate. The lead by Buddy, and the pitch to Adams right on the inside corner in 0-1. Ball, it's one strike. Matt Geislinger. You know, I think Matt Geislinger gets tougher, Kirby, as he's got guys on base. And the closer they get to home plate, he gets even tougher on hitters. Adams way out in front of that pitch, and strike two. The count now to Dusty.
When no one's on, make him prove it to you, but all of a sudden guys are on. Okay, there's potential for danger here. I got to sharpen my edges a little bit. Get Adam Bacchus over there covering his kid. A couple bat boys. He's got his glove on, looking like he's playing short over there, ready for that line drive.
Well, it's two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Adams will follow this one up, and the count stays at 0-2.
Instead, Dusty fouls it the other way.
0-2 the count. Kyle Buddy steps off first. Boy, those pitchers, those left-handed pitchers, looking right into the sun. As the pitch comes to Adams, and there's strike three called, and Dusty gets caught looking.
Second strikeout for Geislinger. I don't know. Dusty with a quick glance at Tim Pratt, but I thought that had plenty of plate for a two-strike pitch and a big out number one for Geislinger.
That'll bring up Cameron Miller. Cameron, the DH tonight, batting for pitcher Luke Jokla.
Four lefties, the fourth of the Royal lefties in the lineup tonight against one of the tougher lefties in the state.
If Justin Trader were here, he'd probably be the fifth lefty.
He would.
Now, Cameron Miller, you would call him Mr. Utility. I've seen him play numerous positions for the Royals.
He's played all over the yard the past couple seasons for the Royals, both corners of the infield, outfield, caught a little bit.
Yep.
Tonight, no glove, just batting gloves.
Just batting gloves. Buddy is lead at first, 2-0. Watkins leading if you're just joining us. Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers, and Miller bounces it to block at second. Carter will step on second, and a little indecision there with Block and Nolan Geislinger as to who was going to cover, and so they only get the one out instead of two. The force out of Buddy at second.
I mean, I was just about to say the third TaylorMade double play ball of the evening.
Did Carter have flashbacks to the first inning? I think he did because it was almost identical. That flip again, he would have had to make that flip again.
Do you think he's flipping to Nolan in the sun? Well, if that's the case, though, scoot your butt to the bag and come across the diamond.
Yeah, you know, and that might be a legitimate reason there as swinging at the first pitch is Carter Thielen from Matt Geislinger and 0-1. The ball is one strike. Kick the pitch and followed back out of play by Carter Thielen and the count 0-2.
I mean, Geislinger was basically off the mound, ready to get a sip of water. That thing was TaylorMade. Three extra pitches at least thus far for Matt.
Two outs. The count at 0-2 to Carter Thielen. Miller leads from first. Matt Geislinger's pitch on the way. That's low and in the dirt. Lincoln Hogan knocks it down. The count at a ball and two strikes.
Bit of a cross-up right there, Randy? It seemed like
it did, yeah. I don't know if that pitch was supposed to be a little higher in the strike zone. One ball, two strikes. Miller again, his lead, not a big lead at all. Doesn't trust that left-hander's move. And here's a swing and a miss. Thielen is out on strikes. That'll end the Royal second inning. No runs, a hit. No errors and one left on. We played one and a half here in Al Rosa, 2-0. Watkins with the lead over Richmond. We're back in a minute.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Bottom of the second inning. Watkins Clippers sending the bottom third of their order. Carson Geislinger, Justin Thompson, Matt Geislinger to the plate. Against Luke Jokela, 2-0 Watkins with the lead over Richmond.
Mark Contreras, home run, Twinks up 1-0. Who says you need to start your good guys, Randy?
Kirby, that's not what you told me earlier. You said they don't stand a chance because
the lineup they were putting
the
up.
The lineup
there
looks pretty weak.
I didn't like the lineup card when I saw it.
Geislinger takes that 0-1 pitch and folds it back and out of play in 0-2. Now, the winner of this ball game will play again on Sunday, August the 7th at 11 o'clock in the morning against the winner of Al Rosa Spring Hill. Al Rosa Spring Hill playing at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Carson Geislinger again follows it back and out of play. The count at 0-2.
I get an eye on the Impala and the Mercury, Randy, right through that window there. So,
well, when we pulled up into the parking lot, Kirby felt pretty comfortable that he wasn't going to have to visit Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming because he's parked behind this big truck. Geislinger takes the off speed, bounces it to short. Adam Bach is up with it, throws to first in time, 6-3 on the putout. Bach has almost looked back, Kirby. I don't know if he
is it in there?
Yeah, is it in the glove or not?
Slow roller, yeah, if it got caught in the pocket. Circling back, I was just happy to make it to the game on time following this white mercury on the way out here.
I definitely was the pace car, let's put it that way.
I thought about buzzing you, but, I mean, what's the point? We're going to get on the air together at the same time. So
that's right. That'll bring Justin Thompson to the plate, and Justin takes the first pitch low and in the dirt, ball one. This man has played a key role in the Watkins Clippers lineup, not only this year, but last year since joining Watkins, and has taken on a lot of innings for Matt Geislinger, and he's been pretty good at the plate, too, as he follows it back to the backstop in 1-1.
How'd you like to be this guy? You're the number two behind Zach Femright in the mid-2010s for the Cold Spring Springers, and now you're the number two behind Matt Geislinger. It's basically, I throw the games that one of the better pitchers around doesn't throw.
The mop-up guy, but I'm all right being number two as he drills this to left center field. This is going to roll, and it's going to roll to the wall. Thompson will have himself a stand-up double as the Royals were playing him more to maybe take it the other way. Thompson finds that left center field gap, and that is a big alley.
A lot of gap out there. It's not going to be the case in the other games we see as the contrast in ballparks between Meyer Grove and El Rosa. But big old gap for JT right there, and he pounds that one to left center. Thielen scoots it down, but easily scooting into second base. Second double in a little over an inning for Watkins thus far off Jokula. They lead 2-0.
Matt Geislinger into the batter's box. Clipper pitcher takes a strike called from Luke Jokula on 0-1. Nolan Geislinger on deck. Thank you for joining us tonight on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and our stream at mychasm.com. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Cole Schmitz behind the plate, and the count at a ball and a strike. We always say when the power goes down, there's lots of other options to catch our games broadcast now. It's different than back in the day. The World Wide Web gives us that opportunity, and I know we have listeners all over the country, up in Canada, that are listening to this Region 15C tournament. Pitch a ball to Matt Geislinger in 2-1. Thompson takes his lead at second with one out. Luke Jokula ready. The pitch. There's a strike called, and 2-2.
You'll have to tell me who the knuckleheads are who listen to Region 15C baseball.
It is the Cordy guy, Cordy boys.
Okay. They vacation up there or they live up there?
They live up there.
Live up there.
They are formerly from the St. Martin area. One of the Cordy families moved up into Canada, and they listen year after year. Pitch a ball low and inside, and the count full now, 3-2 to Matt Geislinger.
Got to come at him here, Randy. Top of the order on deck.
Jokula looks back to second, and the pitch. Geislinger, late swing, punches it to third. In on the grass is Alshire. He'll make the play, 5-3. What heads up base running by Justin Thompson. As soon as that ball left the hand of Alshire, he took off and made it to third.
Well, it's a tough play at third for Chase because you can't really look him back because if you look him back, Matt's standing on first safely because it was hit so slow. So you got to come right at it, and Thompson recognizing that, Randy, he just takes third base with ease right there without a throw from Holthaus, and he moves 90 feet closer. Now he gets to come across the score on a wild pitch or something.
Got to bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan hit by a pitch and scored the Clippers' first run last inning. Has Jokula ready? His pitch is a strike call to Nolan Geislinger, 0-1.
Got ahead of Nolan his first time up, runs 0-2, and then drilled him right between the twos.
Nolan Geislinger, the leadoff hitter. He's deep in the batter's box, and the pitch on the way. Pops this one up. Cole Schmitz late getting out of his crouch and can't make the play over by the third base dugout. And the count 0-2 to Nolan Geislinger. And I don't know what Nolan saw out of the hand of Jokula there, but felt the need to swing at that pitch.
I think Luke missed his spot so bad that Cole almost had to lunge for it and caught him off guard that he couldn't really pop out of his crouch very quickly to go catch that that pop-up. So new life for Geislinger.
0-2, Thompson leads from third, and the pitch just a little bit low to Nolan Geislinger, and the count at a ball and two strikes. Two runs, three hits, and an error for Watkins. No runs, two hits, clean baseball so far for the Richmond Royals. Thompson again takes a few steps off a third. The pitch to Nolan Geislinger. Boy, he protects that batter's plate so well. Just a good protector of the plate. Fouls it off, and the count 1-2.
Flipped it foul. I don't know how these guys make contact on those.
Luis Arraez, just like a little check. Yeah, a check. I'm just going to get another pitch here. Geislinger rips this to second. Nice two-hop stop by Kyle Buddy. He'll throw to first. Holthaus grabs the bag yet, and that'll end the second for the Clippers. No runs a hit, no errors, and one left on. We play two here in El Rosa. 2-0 Watkins with the lead. We're back in a minute with Kirby Hamish.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
Top of the third here in El Rosa. Bacchus, Older, Thielen, Elshire due up for Richmond. That's 9-1-2 as Adam, the only Royal who's yet to see Matt Geislinger, as Maddie's first offering to Bacchus swung on and fouled off the screen, getting ahead at 0-1. Richmond has started the first and the second with leadoff singles from Thielen and Buddy, but since then, nothing doing really after that. Richmond had a runner advance to second base in the first inning on an error, but other than that, not a lot of threats for Richmond, but we're early yet here on your Friday night. Opening round action between Watkins and Richmond. That get the plate umpire or something, Randy?
At home plate umpire Tim Pratt got that ball off his mask.
One strike pitch in at the knees for a strike from Geislinger. Evens it up at 0-2. Do you feel cheated not getting to watch Matt from behind home plate, Randy?
Exactly. I mean,
0-2 pitch is fouled up the first baseline. Sorry.
He works quick. He is always around the strike zone. I think if you're a home plate umpire, that's the kind of pitcher you like.
I was just more alluding to in Chaska last year, the first two games, watching him pitch in Chaska two games in a row. Just like the way he throws inside, I'd never really seen anything like it. And you don't really get that depth perception down the lines here as the 0-2 pitch is lofted deep in the hole toward short. Geislinger up with it. Bacchus will beat it out. Infield single, and the Royals start their third consecutive inning with a single. It was Buddy and Thielen with solid knocks up the middle. Bacchus kind of protecting right there, Randy, punching it deep in the hole at short, and he beats it out.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that was about three of his swings, Kirby, kind of protecting that strike zone a little bit. And I could see Bacchus with his big high steps at the end, almost like a hurdler trying to get that extra speed in his strides.
Carl Lewis Bacchus coming up the first baseline. Back to the top of the order in Dalton Thielen as Geislinger works from the set as Thielen skies the first pitch. Haugen's going to look, and Lincoln's not going to have a play as that pitch will be well out of play behind the concession stand here in El Rosa.
We are told by the one, the only, Gumby, Matt Bauer, has said to be on guard up here with right-handed hitters. Kirby, I told you that the window got broken a few months back, but the window was sitting behind everybody. It didn't go through the window.
Right where it's at right now?
Yeah, right where it's at. So, so always be aware.
Well, you know I'm watching.
Okay.
As there goes the runner, pitch swung on and missed. Haugen's throw down to second, not in time. Bacchus wipes second. Took a false step towards third. With that cut right there, Randy, I'm thinking hit and run, but DT swings through it, and Richmond gets a runner into scoring position anyway.
Absolutely, and Bach has got a great jump that time up Matt Geislinger against left-handers too, Kirby. You almost
– first move.
Yeah,
first move. You got to just get going.
You just got to go, and if you get picked, well, you get picked.
It's first move.
Yeah.
That's what maybe suggests, I don't know, then if first move you wouldn't do that on a hit and run is the 0-2 pitch missing down and away. 1-2 the count. Thielen to be followed by Elshire and Schmitz. Richmond trails 2-0 here. Bottom of the, or top of the third inning, excuse me. Geislinger set, looks at Bacchus at second base as the 2-strike pitch cut on and missed. And the fourth strikeout for Matt Geislinger as he puts Thielen down for out number one.
You know, some may say, well, what's Richmond stealing for? They're down 2 runs. Why are we sacrificing a guy? But you look at the Clippers have had opportunities for 3 double plays already, Kirby. So Geislinger is keeping the ball down in the zone. They're getting a lot of ground balls. And so it's a gutsy move on Richmond's part, but you stay out of the double play.
Try to put some pressure on, make him throw you out. We talked about the lefty in the first movement. Chase Elshire to the plate now for Richmond. As first pitch to Chase, he pops this one up, fouled on the third base line. Over for a look is Carson Geislinger. He won't be able to get there in time. Ooh. Haugen threw the ball to Matt Geislinger, and Matt was looking over at Carson at third. Matt kind of a little...
where
nice
the
little,
foul ball was.
Yeah. Just avoided a big issue right there as the catcher didn't drill the pitcher. Moved out of the way of it. No harm, no foul. 0-1 pitch to Chase is in on the inside corner for a strike, and Elshire is in a hole at 0-2. He reached on that air in the first inning. 0-2 the count. One away, Bacchus still leads from second base. Geislinger set. The 0-2 just off the plate right there.
How do you lay off that? How do you lay off that?
Very
wow.
Good spot. Good spot from Geislinger. Moves our count to 1-2. 2-0 our score here in favor of Watkins in the top of the third inning. Geislinger set right at the belt. Looks at Bacchus at second base. 2-strike pitch. That's laced into right center field. That's going to cut the lead in half. Elshire clutches up. Bacchus trots home easily, and it's a 2-1 ball game. 2-strike hitting for Chase Elshire as he gets the Royals on the board.
You look at the respect for Kevin Kramer's arm too, Kirby. Kevin cut that off in the right center field gap. Chase took a big turn at first, but he said to himself, no, not going to get thrown out at second.
No, thank you. Fourth hit for Richmond. Second here in the third. Still just one out. Cole Schmitz into the batter's box as the sun tucks behind a cloud here. As Richmond's on the board, Geislinger set at the belt. First offering to Schmitz. That's missing down and away for a ball. Cole struck out. He was the first of Matt's 4 strikeout victims. At third base for Watkins defensively, Carson Geislinger, shortstop Nolan Geislinger, second base Carter Block, first base Brennan Ashton. Clippers in their white pinstripe uniforms, cut off, Clippers across the chest, navy blue sleeves, as the 1-0 pitch to Schmitz is hacked at and missed right there. Looking to maybe have Randy give that wind test with a swing like that.
Boy, Cole, and swings like that that are down and away, he tends to pull that head a little bit rather than bearing that head down into the ball. And that time, that pitch from Matt just tailed.
Elshire at first, the 1-1 to Schmitz. That's hit down the right field line, but that ball will twist foul. Bounce off the bullpen mound. Halfway into right field here. Cole didn't get a good chunk of that one, and he's in a hole at 1-2. Stays out of the double play. It's Sam Holthaus for Richmond. Royals striking the scoreboard here in the third. Still cooking with a runner at first base, and they're 3-4 due up again if Schmitz stays out of the double play. And Matt has induced a few double play balls here this evening as the lefty set at the belt, stares at Chase. 2-strike pitch waved at and missed, and Cole's out on strikes for the second time. He's coming up with something nasty there on 2 strikes.
Do you think Matt and Lincoln remembered that very first pitch they threw to Cole in his first at bat? Because that's where they used it again. They use that pitch in that situation now. And, Cole succumbed to strikeout.
So 2 dead, Sam Holthaus to the plate as Holthaus bounced into a double play, hit it right back to Geislinger to end the first inning. Matt went to his little brother, Nolan, who came across the diamond. First pitch to Holthaus, missing for a ball. 2-0 Twins, Randy. This team can't be stopped with this lineup out there, I'm telling you. I told you all night, right? Tongue is firmly in cheek as the 1-0 pitch waved at and missed right there from Holthaus.
Kirby, we're all right if we just stay with our starting pitcher.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
1-1 the count with 2 away. Richmond got a leadoff infield single from Adam Bacchus. He stole second and came across the score. on a Chase Elshire RBI rip to right center. As the 1-1 pitch to Holthaus, that misses up and in. Moves it to 2-1. Sam's got a nice hole to work with here on the right side, Randy, with Ashton holding on Elshire. The problem is it's tough to square those inside pitches up against this guy.
Yeah.
2-1, the count into the 8 o'clock hour. Appreciate you joining Randy and I with Region Baseball. As the 2-1 pitch, that's popped up foul and out of play. And some kid's going to earn his quarter getting that one runs. That's a hike.
That is a hike. Yep, that's just about up by Bucky's.
Maybe I'll go get it. 3-run home run for Nick Gordon. 5-0 Twins in the bottom of the fourth.
Well, that's why you bat him in the middle of the order.
Yeah, that's why you put him there.
I guess so.
2-2 the count. Two away here. As Geislinger looks into Haugen for the sign. Lefty's got it. Comes home. His 2-2 to Sam. That's nubbed on the right side. Block will let the Elshire pass. He'll field. He'll flip to Ashton 4-3 to retire Holthaus. That does it for Richmond in the third, but they notch the scoreboard, scoring one run on two hits. No Watkins errors. One runner left on base. 2.5. Scoreboard now reads Watkins 2, Richmond 1. You're listening to Region 15C Baseball Action here on your Friday night. 2-1 our score. We're back after a legal ID and a one-minute timeout on Chasm Radio.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C Baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's 5 beers for just $15. Yeah, 5 beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Backs out of the third, 2-3-4 for Watkins. That starts with Lincoln Haugen as Haugen steps into the batter's box. Veteran right-handed hitter, 2004 graduate of St. Cloud Apollo High School. As Luke Jokula's first offering, Haugen smacks this one into short right center field. Coming on, making the catch is Dalton Thielen. Efficient out right there for Luke Jokula. Thielen catches it cap high for out number one.
It's a pitch count sprint. Taking that first pitch.
I tell you my Nolan Geislinger pitch count story?
No.
From the high school playoff tournament. I was telling Kevin Kiefler this earlier here in the press box as Kevin Kramer steps into the batter's box. Kevin gets in there. As in high school baseball, you have like the 115 for playoffs as the first pitch missing up and away. Maybe it's 105 and you can't start a batter after that. Mm-hmm. So Nolan Geislinger's throwing in the playoff game before Albany was playing. I was there waiting for the game to end. And he gets to his pitch count number, and they got to take him out of the game. As the 1-0 offering from Jokula squared right back to Luke. Knocks it down, flips to Holthaus. Luke, it pops out of or off the glove of Holthaus. And safe at first is Kevin Kramer. Jokula fielded it kind of awkwardly, Randy, and he threw it. And did Sam try catching that with his glove closed or what?
Sam kind of lunged at it a little bit towards the field side. Yeah, and Kramer had just about stopped in the base path already.
We'll see where his bat was. He carried his bat all the way down.
Oh.
So the Clippers catch a break on a royal error as Dan Berg takes a strike at the knees. Buttoning up my story, so he gets taken out of the game due to pitch count number. So where do they put him? Catcher. And he's back picking, and he's throwing down, and guys are stealing on him. So he's throwing more almost from behind the plate than he was on the mound. But pitch count says he couldn't pitch anymore.
Sure.
So. They took him out. Pickoff attempt right here from Jokula. Back at first is Kramer. I think Kevin maybe still a little shocked that he's standing on first right now. Not
exactly.
In the dugout. As Jokula set, couple looks over at Kramer. Comes home. One strike pitch is knocked down. Evens it up at 1-1. Danny Berg flew out to left fielder Dusty Adams back in the first inning. In the bottom of the third inning in Eden Valley, it's Monticello leading the Cold Spring Rockies 2-1. Region 11C action. 1-1 pitch that pops out of the mitt of Schmitz. Kramer thought about going to second base. Something's up with those legs, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of these now that I feel like we're not seeing him really open it up.
And I'm just watching Dusty over at third. He's throwing the signs to Kevin, but Kevin doesn't really pay attention to the signs. So I'm almost thinking Kevin is on his own, Kirby, when it comes to stealing that base. He was frustrated by the pitch prior to that because that was in the dirt to Cole, and then he was frustrated with this, that he's not getting a jump, that he's maybe not going.
2-1 the count, one away, one on, 2-1 our ball game in favor of Watkins here, bottom of the third. 2-1 pitch missing low to Dan Berg, now 3-1.
There must be just enough in Luke's move, Kirby, that Kevin,
confusing.
Yeah, he's confused a little bit because that time he came back towards Holthouse at first.
That's a pitcher's dream when you go home and they go to the bag. As the 3-1 pitch to Berg, that's hit in the air to center field. Dalton goes back about a half dozen steps, makes the catch cap high again. In before, back this time, put them both away, and Berg retired F8 for out number two and the big bat of Brennan Ashton into the batter's box.
Must feel good for Dalton, I mean, to have a big center field like that and know that you can run back and not run into a wall, right?
I mean, 365 behind you. That's only 15 feet shy of last year's region tournament in Cold Spring when we called that the Grand Canyon. So two dead, and Brennan Ashton to the plate now for Watkins. He had the RBI stake, the second RBI for Watkins back in the first. Jokla's first pitch, missing low for a ball to Ashton. Five hitter. Been a staple in the middle of the Clipper order for, what, a decade now?
Yes, he is.
They get these guys, and they just keep playing and stay there, don't they? Bruce and Todd and all those guys, they did it as Jokla throws over, and Kramer back safely, and Holthouse, I don't know, the throw take him and kind of bump him into it, or just awkward?
Yeah.
An awkward exchange. We'll leave it at that. As Jokula set, the lefty's 1-0 pitch to Ashton. This one skied into the infield. Buddy will call at second. Kyle will catch at second. And Richmond and Luke Jokula specifically pitches around the Holthouse air, and that does it for Watkins in the third. No runs, no hits. The aforementioned Royal Air and one runner left on base. We've played 3-2-1 our score in favor of Watkins. Opening night for Region 15C baseball action. You're going to hear plenty of it right here on KASM.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150, Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Top four we go. It's Kyle Buddy leading things off for Richmond as Geislinger misses low with his first offering. Maddie right back. 1-0 pitch comes with some stank on it, and they in there for a strike. Matt has gone the distance, and the distance is three whole innings as the 1-1 offering from Geislinger. That pitch is in there for a strike as well to Buddy. Now 1-2. It'll be Buddy, Dusty Adams, and Cam Miller due up for Richmond here in the fourth. They trail 2-1 as the Clippers 2 in the first. Richmond with 1 in the third, as Buddy lines one right at Brennan Ashton for out number one. Soft line drive to first base that the big first baseman puts away for a big first out for Geislinger. Big first out, Randy, because he hasn't got that first out yet.
No, exactly. I mean, Matt Kirby's got 5 strikeouts in this ball game, but the Royals making contact. You know, it's not like they're not putting it in play, getting foul balls. They are hitting Matt Geislinger tonight.
One of those strikeouts was this guy as Dusty Adams pounces one to the first base side. It's actually fielded at second base by Carter Block. Easy 4-3 flip over to Brennan Ashton for out number 2, and 2 quick ones for Matt Geislinger, and the batter will be Cam Miller. So Geislinger, the later middle of the Richmond order, having a easy pass at it this second time through thus far. 2 away as Miller steps into the batter's box. Cam bounced into a fielder's choice. Cam hit that ball to Block at second. That was that double play ball, Randy, that didn't get turned. That was kind of that awkward, yeah. You want me to flip it to you, or should I take it myself? And next thing you know, they only got the one out. As the first pitch waved at, missed by Miller. Second pitch in at the knees for a strike as well. As looking pretty good right now is old number 15, as Geislinger gets the sign from Haugen. The lefty rocks and fires his 0-2. That is waved and punched and caught on the run at shortstop by Nolan Geislinger in a breeze 1-2-3 inning for Matt Geislinger as he retires Buddy Adams and Miller in, I believe, 7 pitches. No runs, no hits. There were no Watkins errors. Nobody left on base. 3.5, 2 on our score in favor of Watkins. We're on to the bottom of the fourth coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, 3-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.